praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Look what Jesus did to this tree. Jesus said unto it, just like you, sir. You spoke to that tree, Jesus spoke to this tree. And he says, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it, and he just walked off. Now then, did they see anything happen right then? No. But they walked off. And they came to Jerusalem, and after they went to Jerusalem, and he cleansed the temple. And when people said Jesus is a gentle Jesus, they never see him as that temple, because he picked up the rope, and he is thrashing people. He is turning the tables over. I mean, he's not a happy camper. So Jesus can get angry. No, never let nobody kid you. He can. But after he cleansed the temple and told them that there was not to make this house a den of thieves, but a house of worship, the next morning they left, and as they passed by, they saw the fig tree in verse 20. It was dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest, which is what? Cursed? He cursed? Cursed? I didn't hear him curse a tree. I just heard him speak to a tree. So can what you say be a curse? According to the Word of God, it can. Jesus said to the tree, may you never bear fruit again. But Peter said, Lord, you cursed that tree, because he spoke negatively to that tree. This is what's so awesome. When you learn that as a son or a daughter of the King of the universe, the power of God is in your mouth to speak your world into existence, I guarantee when you get a hold of that, the things that comes out of your mouth will begin to change. You will start speaking what you want out of your mouth instead of what your symptoms and what you see are. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care who you are or how much faith you've got, I can pray for you. I can rub every hair off of your head. I can anoint you with oil till you're slick as a greased pig. And I'm going to... Okay. I'll be the blessing death. And if your confession does not line up, I am healed, guess what you're not going to get from the Lord? You're not going to be healed.
So basically, you can curse yourself by the things you say and think to yourself.
Yes, sir. This is one of the greatest hindrances to your faith, is you can never rise above your confession of the Word of God. If you go through life saying, oh, if I had any luck, it'd be bad. My old car's wore out. I could never get a good job. Old Joe, he always found all the good jobs. But I could never have a job like Joe. I could never make as much money as he does. I'll probably just go through and barely get by. You know people that make those kind of stupid statements? And guess what they have?
Nothing.
Exactly what they say. But if you start worshiping the King and you learn how to talk, anybody can be well-to-do if you learn how to talk. If you... Sir. Yes, sir.
Best verse to quote back to somebody when they curse themselves and say, do you want that curse you just brought upon yourself? And they go, what do you mean? You know, and they're a Christian, they've read the Bible, but maybe they don't know it. What's the very best scripture to?
The two best scriptures I know to answer that with, and then you would have to read it to them and go through them, is these scriptures we're just talking about in Matthew, in Mark 11, 22 through 25. What we're fixing to get, this is the two best verses I know, along with Matthew 17, or Matthew 21, 21, I believe it is. I might go to that in a minute. But let me right here on this one. This is the best one. Mark 11, 22 through 24 is the best verses you can show a Christian that says the wrong thing. Because we're fixing to get into that right now. Because he said, after he said, you cursed the tree, look what Jesus said. He didn't say nothing about the tree. Jesus turned to him and said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, or truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, did your Bible read something like that?
Amen.
Now, if your Bible read something like that, look at the next verse. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Is that an awesome promise? In other words, let me give you this scenario. When our king died, and he arose again on the third day, and 40 days later he stood on Mount Olivet, and he is the Mount of Olives, and he's getting ready to go back to the third heaven. He said, guys, all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now I delegate that power to my church. Now then, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, I'm going to have Paul later write a promise to you that every promise I make you in my word, my answers are not yes and no. They're not yes sometimes and no sometimes. But in me, Christ, the answer to all of my promises are yes every time.
Amen.
Isn't that an awesome promise? So he goes back to heaven and he says, Father, I want to take the safety deposit boxes that are up here with all the promises I've got for all my children on earth. And I told them in Matthew 16 that I give them the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever they bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever they loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I'm going to go ahead and put my key in the box. It's a dual box. It's got two keyholes. And I'm going to put my key in my side, and I'm going to turn it, and I'm going to open all of the doors to all the promises that I made to all of my children for every one of them, every time. Now then, all they got to do is find the key for the other side. And if they find the key to the other side, if they find the key to salvation and come up and stick it on the box and turn it, the box will fly open, they'll be saved. If they find the key to healing, they bring the key up, I give them to the keys of the kingdom. I told them whatever they loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Whatever they bind on earth should be bound in heaven. So I give them a blank check. They go up and they put their key in there and they turn it. Healing is theirs. I paid the price for them. With my stripes, they were healed. So I've already paid the price. It's in the atonement. They don't have to pray for healing no more. All they really have to do is rebuke the enemy, command him to leave, walk holy before me, and the healing will be theirs. They don't have to beg and plead me for it no more. I paid the price for it. With my blood, I paid the price for their sins. And with my stripes, they were healed. If you were, then you are. If you know it. Because you have to receive everything in the kingdom by faith. Because did you know how many people could be born again today? I don't know how many of y'all are Baptists, but since I was raised in a Baptist church and we hear these kind of messages every Sunday almost, anybody, I don't care how bad you've been, I don't care what you've done, if you'll walk down that aisle and ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, I guarantee He'll save you. He won't never turn you down. We hear that on a regular basis. That's why nearly everybody in the Baptist church is born again, because they've heard that. But if I tell that preacher, I said, you know that word in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, that says you'll be saved, you know that word sozo, and that word means saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. Well, no, I didn't know that. Or some of them say, yeah, I didn't know that. I said, so then, what do you not understand about if you'll confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be healed? I never thought about it like that. I said, don't worry, I didn't either. Until 15 years ago, and when I did, I began to confess Jesus as my healer because I learned by faith. I had to receive Him as my healer by faith. When I received that and began to confess that with my mouth, that He's my healer, that I'm never going to be sick again, out of my mouth. I've never given the devil legal right in the last 15 years to make me sick. Every time he tries to come upon me, I come against him with it as written. And in 15 years, guess how many times I've been sick?
Zero.
Not one time. Not bad for a 62-year-old man, is it? Not bad. Somebody to work for this old farmer, guess who to work for?
Anybody
that'll believe God. He says, I'm no respecter of persons. It'll work for you, just like it did me. But look at this tremendous spiritual law there. And Brian, is that pretty awesome right there in Mark 23? Listen to that. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now let me tell you what happens. The first time you get a symptom and you get the feeling bad and you run down to the doctor and the doctor does a CAT scan on you or whatever and said, oh well, you're over 40, we better check this, or women over 40 got breast cancer, we need to check you, and he feels a little bitty tiny lump in there and said, well, we don't know for sure, but this could be cancer. Guess what 999 out of 1,000 of women will do? They'll go home and call their best friends. Oh, God, I've got this lump in my breast and I just know it's cancer. We don't know for sure yet, but I just know it's cancer. You shall have whatsoever you say. Now, you know what you should have done? You should have walked out of that doctor's office and said, oh, glory, Father, thank you and praise you for one more opportunity to prove that greater is the Holy Spirit that's in me than the devil that's in the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, that you said all these tests and trials had come upon me. It, just like you said in James chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1, these things are building my faith, which is more precious to you than silver and gold, even though the gold be refined by fire. So, Father, I want to thank you that Isaiah 53:4 said that Jesus bore my pain on the cross. And I want to thank you in Isaiah 53:5, he said, with my stripes, I was healed. Lord, and I want to thank you that Matthew 8:17 clearly says that Jesus himself bore my sickness and removed my disease. So, Lord, if Jesus himself bore my sickness and removed my diseases, then this has got to be the devil trying to put this thing on me. Now, I got the word in my heart, Lord. I'm standing on your word. So now then, devil, when Jesus wrote to me in Luke 10:20 that you had to be subject to me, what do you not understand about that, mister? In the name of Jesus, get out and take your lump with you when you go. Now, Lord, I worship you and praise you that you healed me.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.